This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This morning in Iraq, U.S. soldiers raided three homes near the town of Tikrit. Several suspected Iraqi fighters were detained, including, says the U.S. Army, men who were part of Saddam Hussein's security apparatus. The latest raids come after a week of violence in Iraq. At least nine Iraqis died in a suicide blast at a Baghdad police station, and six U.S. soldiers were killed in separate incidents. NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad and reports.
It's been 6 months since the statue of Saddam Hussein fell in Firdos Square. The scenes of jubilation on that day quickly gave way to images of violence. But despite the active resistance here, there has been significant progress. Power has been restored to about 70% of the country. Many schools have been refurbished, and a free press has given new expression to dissenting voices. This week, Paul Bremer, the top U.S. civilian leader here, marked the anniversary.
6 months ago today, the coalition forces liberated Baghdad. And most of what's happened since then, not all of it, has been good.
But just as Bremer spoke, a suicide bomb ripped through a Baghdad police station, killing and injuring scores. The U.S. Army also suffered one of its worst casualty weeks in 6 months. Between three and six U.S. soldiers are dying each week in Iraq now. U.S. officials have said that, until now, much of the resistance has come from Saddam Hussein loyalists. But there may be a new, potentially explosive movement preparing to join the fight. Shiite Muslim followers of the powerful cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Yesterday, thousands of Sadr's followers demonstrated in a part of Baghdad now teeming with anti-American hostility. The crowds chanted, "Down with America." Some hurled stones at a U.S. Army position. Shiite Muslims who follow Muqtada al-Sadr, a 27-year-old cleric who holds sway over millions of Iraqis, believe the Americans are now coming after them. U.S. officials here have long been wary of Sadr. Mahmoud Osman, a member of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council, believes that job creation and a rapid end to the U.S.-led occupation will quell the disenchantment among Sadr's followers.
They are happy that they got rid of the regime of Saddam Hussein, but now they are living in a difficult life, and also they are a sort of occupation from United States and UK forces, which is also a problem.
As recently as a week ago, Muqtada al-Sadr announced he and his backers won't wait patiently for another 6 months before normality returns. It's only a matter of time, he hinted, before they begin their own organized campaign of resistance. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.